Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2303, Learning How to Eat by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. This is kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and articles from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, you can send in a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, and with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. Learning How to Eat by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. I'd like to clarify some confusion that has sprouted from a prior entry. The confusion came from the following statement. Quote, I don't eat cheat meals simply because I don't like feeling like for the rest of the day. I prefer the taste of real food and also feel much better physically afterward. End quote. Some readers misinterpreted my comments and believed that I was referring to a psychological feeling. Please note that my comments were related to the physical after effects that often follow junk food consumption. An abbreviated list of these effects include stomach pains, heartburn, indigestion, sluggishness, and nausea. I can't count how many times I've seen someone shovel junk food down their mouth only to complain for hours afterward about how bad they now feel physically. In my opinion, no food is worth this kind of misery. One of the problems with dieting is the perception that you will somehow be deprived of certain pleasures in life. This perception is everything but true, however. If we ever hope to slow the obesity problem in the world today, we need to spend more time preaching the benefits of a healthier lifestyle. An obese person already knows that this isn't good for them. Healthy foods taste better. I'm in no way deprived. I don't live to eat, but I do enjoy a well-cooked meal. Healthy foods actually taste better. Unfortunately, most people in this world do not know how to cook. In response to my last blog entry, Scott Custis from The Modern Forager said the following, quote, junk tends to be either overpoweringly sweet or overpoweringly salty. Real food is earthy, minty, sweet, sour, savory, peppery, and spicy. I can make 10 different meals from ground beef, onions, and something green just by altering what spices I use, end quote. Those who struggle with their weight may be uninformed if they're constantly told that they're missing out. They need to realize that we aren't all crazy. Life is good, and we are not missing out on anything. You can't expect to conquer a weight problem if you live the rest of your life in a perceived state of deprivation. I don't live my life waiting for the next cheat meal to come along. I eat tasty foods every day of the week. We all make choices based on personal preferences. You buy the shoes that you like. You buy the pants that you like. There is always a selection that you must wade through before coming to a purchase decision. The same idea holds true for food. You choose what foods to buy. And while some of the decision-making process may be based on weekly sales or availability, much of the decision is based on what you want. What do you want to eat and why? Unfortunately, the answers to this question rarely make sense. For example, who said that cereal is a breakfast food? Did our ancestors wake up and eat a bowl of Cocoa Puffs? Who came along and appointed cereal as the preferred breakfast food? Perhaps a large commercial enterprise made the decision for us. The food industry is in business to make money. Much of the world's eating habits come from these powerful companies. As I quoted before, quote, "We first make our habits, then our habits make us." John Dryden. Unfortunately, someone else has made many of our habits for us. The habit maker has priorities that do not involve your health and well-being. Many modern habits are polar opposites to what the body actually needs. To overcome a problem with weight, you need to make new habits. These habits will not deprive you of anything. On the contrary, your quality of life will improve. Overeating bad food isn't a reward. Perhaps someone else told you that it is, but when you consider the pros and cons, it simply doesn't make sense. No one needs to overeat to enjoy life. Once you change your shopping habits, this will become more and more clear to you. Life's greatest rewards do not include shoveling food down your mouth to the point of discomfort. When I wake up early in the morning, it is common to see deer in my backyard. There are woods behind my house. The deer eat various grasses, weeds, herbs, etc. The woods are loaded with greens. A deer could eat all day if he wanted to do so. But guess what? I've never seen an obese deer stroll through my yard. And surprisingly, there aren't deer-appointed nutritionists or personal trainers. The deer simply eat the way they were intended to eat. Most humans in today's world do not. Perhaps we could all learn something from a less intelligent animal. You just listened to the post titled, "Learning How to Eat" by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. The ideas that Ross present here relate very closely to the idea of intuitive eating. In a nutshell, intuitive eating involves eating when you're hungry and stopping when you are satisfied. You expected me to say stopping when you feel full, didn't you? Well, here's the trouble with stopping when you're full. Feeling full means you've consumed too much food. Instead of listening to our body's signals, particularly the feeling of satiety or satisfaction, we may end up consuming too many calories. But if we pause for a moment before we take our next bite at the end of a meal and ask ourselves, how's my hunger level? Am I still hungry? If the answer is no, I don't feel hungry anymore, then it's time to stop. That's intuitive eating. And whenever you can, fuel your body with foods that support its optimal performance. As Ross mentioned, after you do this, see how you feel physically. Ask yourself and your body, how do I feel right now? If you feel better, then repeat. And if you really give intuitive eating an honest try, I think you'll find it quite freeing. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, especially if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.